Zone Talk Radio.
Mahalo Pathfinder for our lovely healing fall opening song. We do love the seasons in Feng Shui. I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Today is October 12, 2017. The Lo Shu or the flying star number for today is the number 4 star. The number 4 is the wisdom love star because it is wise to love and it is lovely and wise. And that is in the center today. So this is the number that radiates from the center to all of the other sectors of the Lo Shu, which are the flying stars. There are 9 flying stars and this is Feng Shui. And there are 12 animals. Today is a monkey day. And you might remember, if you've been listening to the show, last year we just had a monkey year. And so if you remember, the compass home of the monkey is in the southwest. And the monkey shares that corner, remember, with the sheep or the ram. So there are 2 of them in the southwest. And there's an element today. There are 5 elements in Feng Shui. And today is a water day. And we're going to talk a little bit about elements. Single one of you has a personal element. And let's just talk about the monkey because it's a monkey day. And we just learned that the monkey compass direction is in the southwest. And that the southwest in the Bagua, which is also a Feng Shui compass, in the Bagua, the southwest also has a home element. All of the compass sectors have home elements. And so all of the 12 animals have home elements that goes along with the animal. Now, this does not mean, though, that you are born in that exact element year as one of those 12 animals, because there are 5 elements and they march around too. And so you're going to get, the monkeys are also going to be, for instance, they're going to be years of the water monkey, which is today. And so we really, really want to fine tune our personal element because there's a progression. There's a productive cycle of the elements, and the elements work in that productive cycle. It's almost like a law. Now laws are made to be broken, and so it's not carved in stone, but it's almost a law. So there's a productive cycle, there's an exhaustive cycle, and there's a destructive cycle. And if you think about the elements, and we're going to start with water. And water, by the way, lives in the north. The next element over in the productive cycle is water into wood. So the next one is wood. And you just think about it, water, and it grows wood, right? And it's a productive thing. And the next one is wood. And by the way, the wood is in the east. And the wood goes into fire. The wood feeds the fire. And the fire, by the way, lives in the south, in the feng shui compass. And then the fire feeds or becomes earth. So if you think about it, the ashes, the coal from the fire is earth. And so Ding Ding lives in the southwest where the monkey and the sheep live. So the home element of the monkey is earth. Okay? Now, there's one more. And earth goes into metal. And the metal is in both the west and the northwest compass direction. And yes, our wonderful Mother Earth holds precious metal. So this is how that is a productive cycle. And then the metal can and does liquefy and goes out, and the liquefaction is water. And that's the productive cycle. There are two other cycles, which I'm not going to really heavily go into, but there's an exhaustive cycle and a destructive cycle. So if we think about it, if we were born, let's say we're born in a water personal year. Since today's a water day, let's honor the water. And our personal element is water. Or we are in the Western way, we also may be a water sign. And just think about that, if that's your personal element as well. It also matters. And so what did we say that feeds the water in the productive cycle was the metal, and is the metal. And so these colors of metal, if you think about it, if you're a water person, you're going to want to wear those colors. You're going to want to maybe even wear metal. And the things that represent that, and even have images or the real thing around you, you may be really good with it, but it's going to feed you in the feng shui world. And so you're going to want to know this, and so that you can utilize this to strengthen yourself and in a productive way, because this is what we want to do with feng shui, is get things going, right? And because they're going to change, so let's change for the better, and in a productive way. And if we can use our feng shui elements, it is so wonderful. And by the way, the colors of metal are white, and then there are metal colors. Actual metal colors of gold and silver and copper and such like that are metal. But white is actually represented in feng shui by metal. So white and a lot of gold. If you are a water element, this is how you would feed yourself. This is how you would strengthen yourself. And it's time for our feng shui fit tip today. And we're going to continue with the elements. And remember, we talked about the colors. And so let's talk about you going into the gym or you doing your workout. If you're a water being and a water person, what are you going to want to do? Metal. What are you going to want to wear for strength? Those colors we talked about, the white, the gold, the yellows, like the metal colors. And you may be really good in the weight room. Go get yourself some iron, right? And do your fitness with metal if you're a water person. And that's going to sound a little odd because you would think, oh, I'm a water person, I must jump in the water. It's not necessarily exactly like that all the time. You can really strengthen yourself by using a different element. And that's your feng shui fit tip for today. And for more elementals, thank you, Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo, Chunku, Woksape, Wichasha. It says, my name is Pathfinder. I extend a heartfelt handshake out to everyone around the world today and say welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Here at Aloha Healers Network, we give thanks to Blog Talk Radio for the platform for our weekly show to reach out to you. And we are interested in supporting health and healing from the indigenous point of view and the mystical point of view, as well as the biotechnical point of view, to support the health and healing of the healers, of everyone, and of Mother Earth. I want to put a shout-out thank you to our listeners out there. Blog Talk provides us a rough sketch of where in the world our listeners are, and so we want to send blessings, love, health, and healing out to the USA, Canada, and out to Peru, and out to Iceland. Go Iceland! Iceland made the World Cup. They're going there. Let's see how they can do in that World Cup. It says, and give a shout out, a health and blessings to Norway and Sweden, to the UK, to Germany, to France, to Spain, and blessings to the Netherlands, Austria, Italy, Hungary, blessings out there to Estonia, to Ghana, to South Africa, Pakistan, India, Australia, and New Zealand. And I want to say that there have also been listeners from several other countries. They just didn't necessarily show up this particular week. And we know that Greece out there, you've been listening in, as well as here and there around the world. We do give thanks to all of our listeners. Today's topic, heal thyself. Been working on this topic for a few weeks. This is perhaps God's primary purpose for us. Okay, we say, what is the purpose of life? Well, heal thyself is one of the purposes of life. It says the actual purpose that's behind that is mature yourself. Become a mature physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being. And self-actualize so that you become what we among the different Indian tribes of North America and indigenous people around the world call a real person. And so we're born with the path. And when we walk the path in dignity and respect for ourself, the light and the life around us, we have this opportunity to be helpful and to become a complete human being, to move from being a human doing to being a human being. Okay, so heal thyself. And then the particular topic for today is connecting earth and sky. Connecting earth and sky. Now, there's this concept of connect to earth, connect to sky. But in this case, we're going one step further, and we are becoming the connection of earth and sky. And this is one of our divine purposes as well. This is, you could say, the Mother Earth's purpose for us. She has given us the body through the clay, and the sky has given us the sacred breath. And then with that lightning bolt and that little bit of sacred water, a living being comes to life. And that is us, that we have the opportunity to awaken so much that is within us that we must really examine ourselves. We must examine consciousness. How about body consciousness? How about emotional awareness? How about heart consciousness? How about the different levels of consciousness of the mind? There is the unconscious, the subconscious, the conscious, the superconscious, the aware, the beingness in the now, and then becoming the still, small voice, actually to unify with the still, small voice of Creator. connecting earth to sky. And then we have our spiritual consciousness. And these are the different layers of our, we could say, our soul, reaching down to bring inspiration, to bring knowledge, to instill wisdom and life. When we are aligned with God, when we are aligned with Creator, when we are aligned with Mother Earth, we automatically move to greater and greater health. We move to stronger and stronger life. Now, how do we do the hookup with Earth? Well, one thing, the Mother Earth wants us to have a gentle and innocent heart. That one of the keys to opening the treasures of the Earth is to be that sacred child, to hold that inner child, that beauty, that in the momentness, that playfulness, that creativeness, that innocence, and that true caring, the parts of our inner child. In order to engage the sacred, we come from the place of the inner child. Okay, another key to connecting with the earth, get out there in nature. Get out there in the elements. Garden. It says go out and pray in nature. Go. You can even go and visit some of the sacred sites. This is all the sacred sites are equal. Every place on earth is sacred. And every place on earth has a people that has been chosen to be a guardian and to spring from life, from that part of the earth, from the energy of that part of the manifestation of Mother Earth. And then ultimately, in attitude, in meditation, in presence, and in awareness, to use the word awareness for consciousness, we learn to connect our own heart to the heart of Mother Earth. We learn to utilize our emotional body, which is also our dream body and our astral body. We learn to use our consciousness, as even our brain waves are not just a linear thing, but they can actually move across space and time. To learn our personal, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical connection to the heart of Mother Earth. One of the ways that many indigenous people work with this is through the sacred four directions, through the grandmas and grandpas of the West, through the grandmas and grandpas of the North, through the grandmas and grandpas of the East, from the grandmas and grandpas of the South, and learning how to have a personal relationship with our family, and very much how the feng shui describes in the Bagua, how a family, the skills and blessings of the family work together to create that circle. And then on the other side of it, how to be at peace and in cooperation with our sacred ancestors. And so this is all part of our connection to the earth. It's our connection to the heart of Mother Earth. It's our connection to nature, which is all of our relatives around us. Our connection to the elements of life, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, the metal. And let's see, what's that other one in feng shui? Wood, the metal and the wood. Those are the two eastern elements. And how to connect with community, how to connect with our ancestry, and how to connect within ourself to become self-aware as a physical being of earth. Okay. Once we have connected with earth, let us connect with sky. And what is this connection to sky? Well, it is our heart, the heart of the sun. In fact, the Mayans called our heart portal the sun portal. And then they saw that their ancient sacred clans that moved to live within the sun directly contacted them through their heart portal, through the doorway to the sun. And so to learn to connect our heart and heart of hearts to the heart of Father Son, and in some cultures it's Mother Son, okay? In some cultures it's Father Earth. I mean, it really depends on the people. To connect to the heart of the sun. In the heart of the sun, the Creator has established a council. Last week we talked a little bit about connecting with our higher power, and Brenda Michiko talked about the council or the committee. And then in previous weeks, when we were talking about the thoughts of monotheism, that really in the more ancient understanding, the words were, "Thou shalt have no other God before me." And then you go further back in the scripture, it says, "Revile not the gods." Okay, so it's saying that we honor Creator and we honor all of the original powers of Creator. And so, in the heart of the sun is the council of the seraphim and the cherubim. And this is one Christian way of understanding that there are appointed original powers that watch over the movements of physical nature, emotional nature, mental nature, and the spiritual universe. And so we can connect with these great angels. The seraphim are very they're sacred fire angels, and the cherubim are sacred life angels. And they say that there are 12 of each, and that they're kind of a pair, and that, for instance, for the age of Aquarius, there is a specific cherubim and a specific seraphim who stand within the heart of the sun. And in the native way, we understand that the heart of the sun is the face of Creator. In other words, just like we have a heart portal within our chest that connects us to the sun, so too does the sun have a heart portal that connects to the center of existence. And therefore, to connect with the sun behind the sun is to connect ourselves directly with Creator. Another way to connect with the sky, we utilize the meditation ways of that are set up within our body, within our spine, and within our brain. And in going into meditation, we can touch the hearts of the different planets. And we can each of these planets also has what's called a planetary manitou, or manitou is the sacred spirit, a very large and ancient being that indwells the planet as the living personality of that planet. And so we have Jupiter, and we have Saturn, and we have Mother Earth, and we have Venus and Mercury. You know, we have Chiron, we have Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. There are many asteroids, but that's a little bit different of a situation. And so you can connect to the heart of a planet in order to connect to that specific skill, blessing, and strength of creation. For instance, Jupiter loves expansions and happy birthdays and Merry Christmases. And Saturn is much more interested in what is your personal karmic path and what are you doing to grow, for instance. to move beyond them. We can, through meditation, connect ourselves to the heart of the sun, and through the Son of Sun, the center of creation, we can connect through to the heart of the planets in order to start to learn our evolutionary astrology. We also can connect to the heart of our particular universe, which in this case I'm calling Milky Way Galaxy, because at the heart of each and every universe is a huge doorway to the center of creation. And in this time, we are being given the gift of humongous transformation, a transformation that's more than personal. It's more than just Mother Earth has chosen to transform. Our entire solar system has chosen to transform. The entire region of space around us has chosen to transform. We are being flooded with the sacred energies of the laws of one, and we're also being washed over by the gravitational waves from the beginning of this particular creation cycle. We have moved into a new solar space, and the Earth vibration herself is rising. And this is scientific. They know that the Schumann frequency is rising. Schumann frequency used to be at about 7.8 hertz, and it was always there. And so they used it to calibrate all of their instruments because it was considered a constant. Then about the harmonic convergence time of 1987, and then again in about 1992, when the color of the sun changed from gold to white, we began to experience an emergence of this law of one. So let us look into the mirror of self. Let us connect our tailbone, our feet, to the heart of the earth. Let us connect our heart, mind, and spirit to the heart of the sun. And let us be a growing tree of life.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We love connecting with you each and every week, just right here, just like this. And there are many more shows in the archives if you're interested. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ina ajo he wane ange ente, ni tung kashila he wane ange ente lo. Ina ajo he wane ange ente lo. Ina ajo he wane. Nitung kashila he wane angin telo ina ajo he wane angin telo